President of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace.
Crest Medical Breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Wednesday, on a snowy, dry snow, on a pack-tight Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch, that's something you're going to set up on your computer. It's going to come to you via your mobile phone, which those come in handy, and I'll tell you why. But it's text-enabled, so you don't have to have a smartphone. This isn't something you have to have as an application. With this, you can organize everything you got going on during the day, but what Civil Dispatch does that cuts them out of the rest of the herd, unbidden, based on your locale, is they're going to let you know about the things you can't imagine or you can't. There's no way to plan for it. A terrorist attack. A freakish global warming snowstorm in the southeast. Flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Since Obama, let me go back one step further. Since the ascendancy of the grassroots activists, the Tea Party, governmental agencies have wanted to conduct drills as if the conservatives of the country are going to attack them. I've seen them. I saw one. Where was it? Was it Louisiana or Mississippi? Where they did one where there was going to be a right-wing extremist uprising. They did one at Fort Knox. They did one at Fort Knox where the right-wing extremists were going to attack the gold reserve. Now, last month, there's documents that are revealing that the Ohio National Guard did an exercise where they put together a mock disaster where the Second Amendment supporters and the anti-government opinions were portrayed as domestic terrorists. The Ohio National Guard 52nd Civil Support Team training scenario involved a plot from a local school district employees to use biological weapons in order to advance their beliefs about protecting gun rights and Second Amendment rights. So what they're basically saying is that the scenario that they were fighting against or they were training for was somehow or other a bunch of gun rights activists obtained biological weapons and knew how to employ them. Portsmouth Chief of Police Bill Raisin told NBC3 WSAZ-TV in Huntington, West Virginia, that the drill accurately represented the reality of the world we live in, adding that such training helps us all be prepared. Training is fine. Training is good. Training against an unrealistic scenario is not going to be one of those things. That's not going to be one of those things at all. It's a waste of money, waste of time. Internal documents from the Ohio National Guard provided to media trackers after repeated delays provided further the context to what WSAZ-TV reported last winter. In this disaster preparedness scenario, two Portsmouth Junior High School employees poisoned school lunches with mustard gas, acting on orders from white nationalist leader William Pierce. Then this crack team from the Ohio National Guard discovered biological weapons being produced in the school, requiring activation of containment and decontamination procedure. Participants in the disaster drill located documents expressing the school employees' anti-government sentiments, as well as a note identifying Pierce as the fictional right-wing terrorist leader. Last year, the same unit of the Ohio National Guard participated in a similar drill involving left-wing terrorists with Athens County first responders last year. Public officials apologized for that training the next day in response to complaints from local environmentalist groups. They're guilty of what I accuse everybody of, because they're out there. They've got to label somebody. And motive in an attack, well, that's something you consider after the attack, perhaps. There was no apology to Ohioans who supported limited government and the Second Amendment. That does not seem to be forthcoming. But we had to hug the environmentalists. Scioto County Emergency Management Agency Director Kim Carver refused to comment, telling Media Tracker she was not going to get into an Ohio National Guard issue that you have with them. Their Communications Director James Sims II suggested Media Trackers was inferring from Ohio National Guard documents' contents as opposed to what's actually in the report. So they read some of the excerpts of the report to him, and he said it's not relevant to understand why conservatives may feel unduly targeted by Ohio National Guard's training scenario. Okay, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to quit this conversation. You have a good day. Buckeye Firearms Association spokesman Chad Vowles told Media Trackers that it's a scary day indeed when law enforcement are being trained that Second Amendment advocates are the enemy. From the Portage County Tea Party, their executive director, Tom Zawatowski, said the revelation of this information is appalling to me and to all citizens of Ohio who are true conservatives and patriots who don't have guns for any other reason than the Second Amendment gives them the right. Now I got a question. How does being a Second Amendment translate into going to a junior high school and poisoning the lunches of the people there in order to take over the high school to produce biological weapons? Biological weapons are truly... there's a couple of things about them. They're very unpredictable. I mean, you can't... Once they're released, they're released. You have no control over them. They're going to be dependent on a lot of different things. And that's why nobody's ever taken it up, really. I mean, it's almost simply theory as to introducing pathogens into the wild, because there's a chance you're introducing them to yourself. But where are the guns? Where's the gun part of it? Where's the Second Amendment advocates? Where are the people yelling, "For my cold, dead hands"? Where is it? So, I mean, here's the thing. And you really got to believe this. If that were to happen, It would not be the Second Amendment activists. And we're about to come up on the first break. And I'll tell you why. Because we're going to look at who actually has done stuff like this. And, you know, history is the predicator of the future. If you look at history, everything seems to fall in line. It's quite funny. Because it always runs against the narrative. And we'll talk about that when we get back on a Wednesday with the snow falling. This is Lock and Load.
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about this Ohio National Guard exercise where, once again, the voraciously screaming, hysterical right wing, Second Amendment activists and the small government people, well, we were being trained against in effigy, if you will. And the way the Second Amendment activists manifested their rebellion, their revolution, was to take over a junior high school, poison the launch with mustard gas, and then use the junior high school as a manufacturing depot for their biological weapons, which will be unleashed on the government. Manufacturing a biological weapon has to be done under such controlled circumstances. And I just don't think in the cafeteria they have, hey, there's Hickok 45 in the chat room. Trying to get him to come on the show. He's been feeling a little under the weather lately because he is the most prolific of the YouTube dudes. Manufacturing in mass or on any scale a biological weapon has to be done under a very controlled circumstance. If you don't, it has a tendency, your research has a tendency to kill you. And I just don't see those controlled circumstances occurring in a junior high school lunch cafetorium, if you will. Now, looking back through history, since 2009, okay, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has decided that we, the limited government types, the Second Amendment types, you know, the ones that the Founding Fathers would have smiled upon. Well, we're the terrorists. If we served in the military, if we're loyal, if we were a member of the Kiwanis Club or the Elks or the Loyal, any of that. Are you asking me how did I know about you feeling bad? We talked on the phone last week. Hickok? But now, this, and all of this, by the way, is in response because we have the first African American president. Which actually, having a black president, I couldn't care. I don't care if he's plaid. I don't care if he's beige. If he's looking at the Constitution and saying, this is the magic carpet on which I ride, that's stupendous. If, on the other hand, he thinks the Constitution is just something to get around, well, like I said, I don't care what color he is. I'm colorblind when it comes to that. Now, throughout history, groups and individuals associated with left-wing causes have proven far more likely to commit acts of domestic terror. In 2012, members of the anarcho-socialist Occupy Cleveland movement were arrested and prosecuted for attempting to destroy the Brecksville-Northfield high-level bridge with explosives to commemorate International Workers' Day. You know, on Veterans Day, I fly the flag. That's how I commemorate it. Or I think about my friends in the military from days past. And very rarely do I get out there and say, you know what, to commemorate, to celebrate this occasion, I'm going to go blow up a bridge. Then again, I'm not left. Last year, leftist groups Earth First and the Animal Liberation Front claimed responsibility for the sabotage and property destruction of businesses in Washington and Van Wert counties. We've all heard about the tree huggers driving the spikes into the trees. So when the loggers, who just work for somebody, are out there trying to cut down a tree, when their chainsaw hits that spike and it bounces back and beheads them, we're doing it to save the environment. James Holmes, he was an occupier. Adam Lanza, his mother was left-wing. If you want, your terrorists are going to be left wing, okay? That kid that did the shooting in Arapahoe High and Pearson in Colorado, communist. I mean, socialist communist, believed in gun control until he decided, well, I think I'm going to go shoot something, so I'll buy a gun because it makes it easier. Don't let that get you down. Don't let that get you down. Because the fact of the matter is simply this. In a gigantic uprising of the United States where the people are going against certain things, first of all of your National Guardsmen, they're your neighbors. That's item number one. Their commanders are the people that are in charge. They may have certain delusions of grandeur and think they're Patton Jr. or something. But fact of the matter is, when it comes down to it, if they decide to roll, if they take the Humvees off post, guess what? You and I get to ride around and we get to have us a Humvee because they don't have the manpower. And I don't care if somebody rolls off of a National Guard post, I don't care how many tours you've done in Afghanistan or Iraq, numbers are going to tell the story. They're going to tell the story. So, all that what notwithstanding, don't worry about these things. Don't let this get you down or anything. This is, in the military, unfortunately, part of the oath you take is to obey the leaders of the civilians above you. Now, last year, we had a little spike in crime in my state, in South Carolina, which is, I believe, the leading shall-issue permit state in the United States as far as this statistic. We had a spike in crime because in South Carolina we're being probed now by the gangs. The Crips and the Bloods have discovered us. And crime is on the rise, statistically. According to recent figures from the DOJ, Bureau of Justice Statistics, crimes against property are up a staggering 12% from last year. Violent crime is up 15%. Even though it's still at a 20-year low, it's trending. Now, if you live in a larger metropolitan area, then you have the distinction of trending towards becoming a victim of a gun-toting criminal. Even while the people around you that are supposed to be trying to pave the way to your prosperity and safecoming, your mayors, your governors, your legislators, continue their efforts, their very earnest efforts to undermine the Second Amendment right of you, their constituents. Now, what I'm looking at, though, what I am looking at, just as somebody who looks at trends, I would say if it's working, don't fix it. And part and parcel of the reason that crime has gone down is because the common or garden gun-toting thug fears you, the gun-toting, law-abiding citizen, a lot more than he does the police because he doesn't know who you are. There's a couple of other things that go with that. First of all, you don't have to Mirandize them. If they come in the door, if they breach your perimeter of your domicile, you don't have to sit there and go free, stop, put your hands up, interlace your fingers behind your head. You can just go bang, bang, bang. You are not bound by the same sets of rules and laws that police officers are bound by. And yes, I know there's some bad cops out there that don't think they are either, but that's all beside the point. We're going to talk about where we're going and who is undermining some of this stuff when we get back. Going into the next break, if you are in the Southeast, like I am, get ready to batten down the hatches because the snow is here. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Yes. Just eager to get back into the saddle. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about how it seems like liberals are wishing to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Right now, we've been enjoying a two-decade-long decline in crime, which is great, no matter what the cause of it is. That's great. We know what the cause of any crime isn't. It isn't the gun availability, because gun ownership has gone through the roof, and at the same time, crime has continued to trend downwards. But it's going up a little bit. And it seems like, in the face of the fact that, you know, in the 90s, concealed carry was not as prevalent as it is now. Even in Illinois, they've been dragged kicking and screaming into the sunlight. It seems like you would continue to go that way. Loosen restrictions. In South Carolina, finally, I can carry into a restaurant that might serve Bud Light. A lot of the shootings that occur here because of gangs happen outside of restaurants. Just to give you an idea of how that could impact that kind of crime. So, you would think that they would continue to push this, right? You would think this is the way they want to go. That they're yearning to go. But that's not the way it is. even veteran federal judges have no immunity at all from succumbing to this childish notion that the best way to protect citizens is to disarm them. How do you put protect and harmless in the same sentence? How do you do that? How do you defenseless? How do you include that in a protect sentence? Now take the Third Circuit Federal Appeals Court Judge Ruggiero Aldisert. I can just imagine his name being called out in a classroom when he was a child. He wrote recently for the Third Circuit in Drake versus Jerigian. He ruled that bureaucrats working for the Commonwealth of New Jersey may summarily deny citizens the right to protect themselves against armed criminals, notwithstanding the language in the Second Amendment guaranteeing right individuals that right, and as reaffirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court not once but twice now, 2008-2010. His opinion is awaiting a decision from the Supreme Court whether it will hear the case. The issue at stake here is sort of vital. It's whether a citizen of the United States and of the Commonwealth of New Jersey can defend himself or herself with a gun without having to submit themselves to the arbitrary decision of a local government official. So in other words, if you just want to carry one, you got to go ask permission in New Jersey. The question is whether or not their handgun permit law unconstitutionally restricts their Second Amendment right. First, by forcing them to obtain permission to carry a concealed firearm from the local police chief, which never gets granted, by the way. And second, by requiring them to demonstrate to the local government a justifiable need for carrying a concealed firearm. There's two ways you can look at this, okay? Now, to drive a car, for example, you know, you get into the car nowadays and you look around and you see this, you see airbags mounted everywhere. They're government mandated to have these airbags. You don't need them to drive a car. You have passive restraint systems. You don't need them to drive a car. The only reason we have them is because the government has mandated that we have them. Now, that would be fine with me if they were willing to also make a version of the car that didn't have all this very highly expensive stuff. This is how you take a $12,000 car and turn it into a $26,000 car. Because when they're doing the research and everything to fit these systems in the car and make it look like they're not there, to make sure they're going to work, to make sure they deploy, to make sure that they're going to work every time something happens, well, that costs, and they're going to get it out of you if you buy one. So this justifiable need aspect of things that they want to put with guns, there are a lot of things that people carry always in the hope they never have to use them. If you're driving a car with airbags, if you're carrying a first aid kit, if you've got a spare tire, if you have life insurance, you never want to use that stuff, do you? Especially the life insurance. The linchpin of the court's ruling is going to be the justifiable need aspect of the New Jersey statute. Because that falls outside the scope of the Second Amendment. The two-member majority opinion grants essentially absolute deference to the state legislation, finding it to be presumptively lawful and longstanding. That's straight out of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence Handbook. If the government does it, it's got to be okay. So, you know, according to these guys, according to this judge, and I guess, you know, it's in New Jersey, you're completely in the hands of bureaucrats now. If a bureaucrat decides, well, you know, Joe Blow down the street on 123 Maple Lane, he's subversive. It's therefore okay to go kick in his door and kill him and everybody in there, including the potted plants. Guess what's going to be okay to have happen? In New Jersey. This is where we start. This is the slippery slope. They get out there and say, well, you know, there's really no slippery slope. Yes, it is. It's quite slippery. It's quite slick. And getting out there and this presumptively lawful part of it all, this is where madness leads. Getting out there and saying, well, if the government does it, therefore it must be righteous. No, it is not. Not in any way, shape, or form. The government and governments the world over have proven to be quite untrustworthy, bloodthirsty, ruthless, with a singular goal, which is total power, and they don't care how they get it, and they don't care who they kill to get it. The fact that the American government has not yet done that, well, that does have a lot to do with the fact that we're not quite... You know, I'm not even going to give them those props. It has to do with the fact that you've got guns. I was going to meander to that, but let's just get to the chase. They've never done it, because I'm sure if they could go back in time and cut out and then copy and paste that part and take the Second Amendment out of the Constitution, they would do it. Because it is very hard to be a totalitarian government when people got guns. Look what's happening in Mexico. The unarmed citizenry has somehow or other miraculously found guns. They're effective with them, and they are taking over towns that have been held for quite some time by the cartels while the federal government and the military watched, because they're partially on their payroll. And now they're getting they're in the point now to where they have to recognize them, but now they're trying to subjugate them. And if the rebels know anything about what they're doing, they should simply say, I tell you what, here's what we'll do. We won't come and kill you. Don't try to take us over. Because what they want to do with them is they want to identify all of them, then they want to register all of their guns, get some sort of administrative control over this. They want to do what they know. Because guerrilla warfare is unpredictable, and they want to be able to predict something presumptively lawful. In 2008, Supreme Court held a decision, stated that this was an individual right. That should be settled law, like any other of the other ones that they will jerry-pick and say, well, Roe versus Wade, that's settled law. It's been law for the land a long time. You cannot take the Second Amendment and pinch it till it is thinner and say, that's what it means. There's guns. That's what it means. You don't get to do that. And Judge Aldersert, who looked at Judge Posner, who's the one that drags Illinois into the light, is saying of his reading of his fellow judge, he may have read the Heller decision too broadly. Here's the thing about judges. You got a boss too, pal. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Gun buybacks. The very term is preposterous. You can't buy something back that you never sold in the first place. This is a program, if you've never heard of it, which I don't know how that could possibly be, but if you've never heard of it, what it is this is where some municipality or organization will get together at taxpayer expense, get some money together and buy gift cards or Xboxes or something, and trade them for a gun, no questions asked if you come in and turn it in voluntarily. In Boston, a 9-year-old was shot dead. And the mayor of Boston, Martin J. Walsh, announced a gun buyback program in response to that. Now, that's not going to curb violence. I understand the mayor wanting to do something about it. Okay? Nobody likes that. Nobody likes for a child to be shot. Shot and wounded, shot and killed. Nobody likes for a child to be shot at all. Ever. But a gun buyback program is a waste. And it also, if I were a hitman, if I were a hitter, I would go and observe wherever I was going to operate. And if they had a gun buyback program, I'd go look and see what kind of guns are typically turned in. And that would be what I'm killing people with. Because they don't take these guns and say, all right, we've got them. Let's run them through ballistics. Let's check and see if anybody's used one of these guns in a crime. We don't know who turned it in, but let's at least look. No, they don't. They don't ever do that. The weapons, and this has been studied even by the gun buyback proponents, they found that the weapons recovered typically aren't ones that are used in homicides. Thomas Nolan, a former 27-year Boston cop, now teaching criminal justice at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh, said most of the guns that are used in crimes are fairly new. Large caliber semi-automatic pistols. If you think 9mm is a large caliber. The majority of what you see in these gun buyback programs are revolvers. We don't even know if these guns are capable of being fired. And that's a nice way of saying that a lot of junk gets turned in. You know, sometimes people will show up with a shotgun that's in three pieces, stock, lower, barrel. This has been done for years. After Newtown, of course, it got really popular. Boston's last buyback in 2006 offered $200 target cards for each gun and netted 700 weapons. Here's the other thing. The people that, you know, the gangbangers, and this is where the majority, one half of 1% of America makes up the criminal element that kills people, robs people, and does stuff like that. A lot of them are gangbangers, and they're not going to go out there and say, hey, they're having a gun buyback problem, and I can get a new copy of Halo. I think I'm going to turn in one of my Gats. They're not going to do that. They're the least likely to surrender their weapons. Back to former police officer Nolan, he states, this is a little bit gimmicky. They've dumped them all over the country, but I think in 2014, we should be thinking of entirely new means of addressing these issues rather than recycling old and somewhat tired ideas. And unwittingly, Mr. Nolan sums up the whole gun control argument with just that sentence. Because it's the same argument over and over and over again. They repackage it, of course. But it's either going to be some variable of it's going to be like the Wild West, or it's for the children, or it's an epidemic, or it's on the rise. When in fact, none of that is true. If you want to, John Lott has found that 70% of all crime occurs in 3% of the counties of the United States. And this is your big urban areas. Held by liberal mayors, Democrats, if you will, who are pushing an excessive gun control regime and an excessive liberal regime all the way around. But for some people, the same tired, not working last time we did it, let's try it again, idea is where they want to go. Dr. Robert Siege, a pediatrician at Boston Medical Center who studies gun violence, said this tragedy that happened on Friday clearly requires a response. And a gun buyback program is something we can do. The main thing gun buybacks do is send a message that we don't need to have guns in our home. These are guns that could be stolen or used for crimes. Do you want to know who loses the most deadly weapons on a seemingly regular basis? The police. With this militarization of the police, they have fully automatic M4s and stuff like that. Really high-speed stuff. And occasionally you'll see one of them stolen. Or mislaid. In Philadelphia, they had a whole pallet of Vietnam War-era fully automatic M16s delivered to them, and they lost track of 12 of them. And you know who stole them from in Philadelphia? Cops stole them. Oh, Bill, how can you be so cynical? Let me ask you a question. In the middle of a warehouse, that is secured by cops when you got a pallet of automatic weapons and then 12 mysteriously disappear? How do you think that happened? It doesn't take a whole lot of logical thought to arrive at my conclusion. Mayor Walsh has yet to announce any details of his proposed gun buyback program. But here's the thing. Violence can't be prevented. You can't prevent violence. There's going to be, because of the nature of man, there is a set of people out there, and it's a very small subset of our population, who are just naturally bad. They're predatory. They would much rather take something you've got than work to get it. They don't care how bad they hurt you to get it. And the only response to that is to be prepared in the event they decide to come for you. This is why the police carry guns. Because they're dealing with this subset of humanity on a daily basis. And they know. You like that, did you, Ben? They know that there is no, you're not going to get with them and use your words like the Mayors Against Illegal Guns would like for you to use. And they also understand another thing. Just because these bad guys might not have a gun, there is no moral high ground to being beaten with an axe handle or a brick. Dead is dead. And they don't intend to be dead. Pretty simple logic there when you think about it. So, having said all that, Boston, if you want to go turn in the few guns that you may have, coming soon is a gun buyback program near you. But don't look for it. You know, the last big thing that happened in Boston, I don't see anybody proposing a boiler or a crock pot buyback. Because that was the last big thing that happened in Boston, wasn't it? Didn't have a gun involved at all. Not a gun. They used boilers, didn't they? And that's because your primary weapons of that kind of carnage are going to be bombs. It's not going to be a gun. And because they're so doggone good at what they do, the Boston PD and all over in Watertown and everything, they deployed a virtual battalion of combatants out there rousting innocent people out. I didn't see one of them get wounded. Those Watertown's finest, all those people. Of course, I did see one picture where they had a picture of the elder Sarnia brothers shooting at the cops. Now, if that had happened in my state and I had had that vantage point, I just would have shot the elder Sarnia brother and let the cops buy me some coffee. Let's flip into the next hour, shall we? I'm going to go look at the snow as it piles up. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.